The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There is correlation between having a healthier metabolic rate and having more longevity. This also goes into having lower blood pressure, lower blood sugar, lower blood triglycerides, lower HDL cholesterol. They say sustained zone 2 exercise boosts metabolic health through fat oxidation and consistently burning glucose. So what this is doing is helping with our insulin resistance. It is helping with our overall metabolic levels being more adaptable. It is Thursday, which means it's you and me, some data, some application, some examples, maybe a story, all in one in these new episodes. Welcome to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. Today, we have the ultimate fat-burning cardio guide, which sounds, every time I think about saying that out loud, it just sounds like a 90s magazine cover where it's talking about how to achieve 6-minute abs or how, like, belly-burning, blasting shakes that you need. And I understand how it sounds. Trust that I understand how it sounds. But if you have been listening to the podcast for any number of months, you've heard me talk about zone 2 cardio. If you have not listened and you're just now getting into zone 2 cardio or just now getting into Hotter Than Health, this is something we're going to be referring to more and more because I truly believe that so many of us, we are in a stage of life where really maybe we're burnt out, maybe we're stressed, maybe we're dealing with regulating our hormones, maybe we're trying to get pregnant, maybe we're trying to do whatever you're trying to do. Maybe you're just now getting into a fitness journey and really all you're doing is walking, which is great. But how can we elevate that, amplify that so that you're getting maximum results without burning up your muscle? And I think that something that we avoid so often is cardio because it sounds awful. It sounds daunting, and I get that. Like I mentioned, we did a zone 2 cardio episode in the past. There's going to be a little bit of overlap in this episode, but there's also going to be some new information, new examples, new application. Overall, so often we say, ugh, I dread cardio. Some people say they dread weights, and there's going to be people in both camps listening to this. Some people are like, look, I hate working out. I just want to be efficient. Whatever it is, whatever camp you live in, this zone 2 cardio is going to be your friend. And then you might be saying, oh, well, I'm not a runner. Great. Don't run. Do something else. We'll give you some examples. And you might also be saying, oh, well, I'm injured. I've got a knee issue or I've got a back issue. Great. This is going to be one of the greatest routes for you to stay in your cardiovascular health, increase your longevity, support bone density, support your muscle recovery, support fat loss, and overall, like I mentioned in our fasting episode, longevity. Looking into zone 2 cardio, you're probably like, okay, quit repeating yourself without telling us what it is. And if you don't want to go back and listen to the zone 2 episode, fine, that's fine. Zone 2 cardio is cardio that is based, or zone 2 training, it is training that is based in your heart rate. And before you get ahead of yourself and say, oh, she's going to make me buy a good Fitbit or an Apple Watch or track something or do whatever. No, you don't have to do anything. We're not going to go fully based in heart rate that you have to measure. Like, you're not going to be holding your fingers to your throat or your wrist trying to catch your pulse throughout your workouts. Trust, I'm not doing that either. I don't wear any wearable fitness. It, we're going rudimentary, basic, entry level here. Zone two is phenomenal, and it is based in a zone of cardio, zone two, that is made to put you in just a level over comfortable breathing. And the reason why I think it's so important to discuss the nuances here is because, by and large, most people who do not like cardio completely skip over zone two and go into zone three on accident. And of course you don't like that. It is hard. That's harder. Zone three is going to be something you can't sustain as long. It's going to be something that it might not be your max heart rate, but it will be something closer to your max heart rate. So this is not something you're going to be doing all the time. We're not even going to really talk about this. Essentially, zone one is going to be like casually strolling, walking on a treadmill, slow and steady. Zone two is going to be slightly more increased than walking around. Like, you're going to require a little bit more oxygen, but a great litmus test for this, and we do go deeper into this in the past episode, where, so if you are interested in more of like the numerical science behind this, like how do I gauge my heart rate? How do I understand? What do I do? There's a really simple equation, and it's 220 minus your age is going to be approximately your max heart rate, and you want to be about 75% of that. Another way of doing that, if you're not a math person, another way of doing your zone two calculations is simply, if someone were to ask you a very detailed questions like directions on how to get to a grocery store, directions on how to get somewhere, you would be able to answer that question without having to like fully catch your breath. You could pretty much answer that question and have a chit chat that's a little more breathy than a normal conversation. You might see it genuinely, picture power walkers in the mall. They've got the 2-pound weights, they've got the headbands, they've got the nylon, and they're loud. They're like shh, 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 all through the mall. That's zone two. They had it right before we started talking about zone two cardio. And I know that it's a super big topic talking about females in weight training, females in doing all these things. Yes, it is. And I will preach that until the cows come home. But if we also want to work on our cardiovascular strength, adding in zone two cardio, this moderate, mild form of cardio for anywhere from 20 minutes to 60 minutes per day, a few days per week, is going to genuinely elevate and increase our longevity. And that is really the name of the game with this podcast. Have I said name of the game? Is that something I'm saying out loud, or is that something that I am saying inside my head too much? I'm going to have to listen back and check. I was looking through some different research and seeing the different zones or a time recommendations. So if you are just new to working out, you aren't doing any type of cardio, you're brand new to all of this, they mention zone two, which means maybe you get on a treadmill, you walk at 3 to 3.5 speed at a 5 incline, or 3 to 5 incline, maybe more if you're feeling sparky. And then you do that for 20 to 30 minutes. Intermediate levels might be that. You could amp it up maybe just a little bit and do that for 30 to 40 minutes. If this is something you do all the time, but you want more of an exact recommendation or range, they recommend anywhere from 40 to 60 minutes. And look, when I go to the YMCA and I finish with my weights, I know that I don't want to just go and burn a bunch of glucose. I want to go and burn fat. The goal, and for me personally, and for a lot of people that I know, is body composition and, yeah, aesthetics, because not in vain, but I want to be lean, but I want to be strong, and, or at least want to feel that way at this time in my life. If I'm working out and lifting weights, then I don't want to just be doing intense cardio all the time, burning up glycogen stores and potentially tapping into muscle. I would rather do 2 to 3 days of zone two cardio after my weights. And this is going to help preserve muscle. Let's touch on the fact that I'm not saying that this is going to add muscle to your body. This is not something that will be something that builds muscle naturally. This is a fat burner, but we want to couple this with a balanced diet, appropriate amount of calories, as well as weight training. The weight training is going to tear fatigue and break down muscle. Protein and carbohydrate will go back in, fill in those rips, tears, and repair it, build muscle. Rest will then help the muscles recover so that you can do it again and again and again. And then zone two cardio will help utilize the fat around your body for not only clean energy, lots of energy throughout the day, but also that's more of the leanness that I am looking to achieve. This might not be everyone's goal, but let's go over not just the benefits of the physical benefits. Yes, it's good for fat burning, but some other benefits of zone two cardio are also its cardiovascular benefits. It's aerobic benefits. It's great for heart health. We talked in last week's episode about the 24-hour fasting protocol. If you have not listened to that, highly recommend. A big component of it was talking about how heart disease is the number one killer in the U.S. Chronic heart disease, heart attacks, and other cardiovascular incidents. And I'm reading on here that because of the benefits of zone two exercises known to convey to your heart, practitioners of sports medicine often prescribe aerobic training as a tool for heart preservation. This is also why the CDC recommends that you engage in 150 minutes of aerobic exercise each week. Look, can we believe everything the CDC says? No. Is that going to be obnoxious to hear for some people? Yes. I have my own stance on certain things, but I will say they're at least getting it right here. And I'm not the pro, I'm not a doctor of medicine. I understand that. But from what I can observe, 90% of Americans are not getting 150 minutes of intentional aerobic exercise each week. So if we can aim for this, which maybe means each day you're going out for a 30-minute walk on your lunch break at work, or maybe you're switching it up and doing an hour incline walk 2 days a week, and then you're having another 30-minute walk. Well, however you're breaking it down, maybe you listen to this episode while you're doing your zone training, feel like a rock star, and then maybe you just listen to this episode every single week. Hey, how are you? How you doing? And if you're doing that, then you're probably in that state of like, dang, I really hope she gets through this episode. So I get it. Overall, we're looking at longevity. Maybe you walk on the treadmill. And if you're walking on the treadmill right now, maybe you're going on a walk in your neighborhood. Maybe you're on a bike. Whatever you're doing, maybe you went out for a leisurely stroll, but you're listening to this. And I challenge you, pick up the pace. I mean, half a step faster. Half a stride, half faster. Something that will initially make you think, oh, maybe that's too fast, but then you realize, oh, actually, this is fairly easy. I'm just increasing it just by a little bit. You should still be able to answer a phone call and chitty chat. Picture mall walkers. That's what we're looking at here. We increase the heart rate slightly, just slightly. So if you're listening to this, pick it up just a notch. And if you already did, fabulous. Great job. Here for you. So there's heart rate. There's aerobic base building. Now, quick story time. My boyfriend and I have been planning a trip to Africa later on this year to hike Mount Kilimanjaro. And I will discuss this more later on, but there's definitely an emotional attachment I have to this trip. I know that this has been a bucket list for both of us, and we knew that we really wanted to do it this year. Mount Kilimanjaro is the highest freestanding mountain in Africa, and it reaches up to a little over 19,000 feet each, which requires its own training as far as altitude goes. But heart rate training, that's what I really wanted to look at. And during my training that we're that we're getting into, we really are focusing on the zone two training with backpacks, almost like a rucking style we're going to get into, so that we can break in hiking boots, so that we can get used to basically scrambling up rocks and doing that for 4 to 5 hours at a time. Even if it's going to be a very, very, oops, someone's walking into this room and I'm going to definitely have to let them in because it is in my body to do so. And during this training, it's definitely going to be more of a mental training, because zone two is pretty quote unquote easy right now for where I'm at with training. But the changes in motivation are going to have to be different. And that's why the training is going to be tough, because on this trip, it's going to be 6 nights on a mountain with a giant backpack. We obviously have a guide. We're doing it, we're being led, and they've got it all mapped out for us. It's going to be incredible for so many different reasons. We also know that we're going to want to stop at some points, because they say that it's when you get closer towards the top at a higher elevation, it's going to feel like you're hiking up a mountain, but only inhaling through a straw because of the thin air, high altitude. That this is going to require some different aerobic base building. We're going to be 7 days of hiking up to 19,000 feet, 6 nights. It's going to be, parts of it are going to be in the Arctic zone. Other parts are going to be in the rainforest. So a lot of variability. Also, we'll have a whole episode on trying to figure out conference calls and going to the bathroom on top of a mountain in a chemical toilet. We can't just go in the woods. There's no porta potties. There's no running water. It's not like that. We're in massive groups doing this. So that's part of the aerobic base building benefits that come along with zone two training. When we talk last week, again, we go straight into longevity, and a huge part of longevity is also our metabolic health. And a big marker and indication of our longevity is our metabolic health. Knowing that there is correlation to longevity with a strong metabolic syndrome. There is correlation between having a healthier metabolic rate and having more longevity. This also goes into having lower blood pressure, lower blood sugar, lower blood triglycerides, lower HDL cholesterol. They say sustained zone two exercise boosts metabolic health through fat oxidation and consistently burning glucose. So what this is doing is helping with our insulin resistance. It is helping with our overall metabolic levels being more adaptable and lowering some of those indicators naturally. Overall, metabolic health, sustainable aerobic health, and building a baseline for heart health, fat reduction, insulin benefits, overall contributing to our longevity. There's lots of different ways you can do this. Now let's think. Maybe you have a knee issue, maybe a back issue, maybe you're recovering from something. Swimming is typically a very low stress, sometimes with knee issues. I know I have a girlfriend who is just recovering from some knee issues, and she's genius, and she's naturally has such high energy and wants to move and wants to feel good and loves physical movement. But after her knee surgery, the doc was like, uh-uh. So actually before her knee surgery, when she had a real pretty tough tear in her ACL, what she had been doing is going to a pool, a public pool, putting one of those foam, I don't know what they are, but a foamy in between her knees, and swimming just using her upper body, meaning she wasn't putting strain on that knee tendon, but she was still getting her cardiovascular training. And remember, like we said, a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't want to get bulky. If you are doing low intensity zone two swimming, it is not made to necessarily build muscle. Of course, if you're over consuming calories in a way that is building fat and muscle, yeah, you might see some type of quote unquote building happening, but overall you're going to have to work way harder to build that amount of muscle. So that's something to consider is swimming. There's also jogging. I like jogging. it's something that I've been getting into. And when I say jogging, y'all, when I say jogging, I mean, I used to think that jogging was going out and running like an 8 minute and 30 second mile, maybe even a 9 minute mile. Right now I'm running like a 10 minute, 30 second mile, 10 minute, 40 second mile. And I'm going for, I don't know, 5-6 miles an hour. I mean, miles. When we've had this conversation last time, I was doing 3, maybe 4. I think I had done 1 5-mile run. And this was a few months ago. And consistently over time, training my mind more than my body to say, it's okay to go slow. You're enjoying this. You're burning fat. You're listening to an audiobook. You're focusing on your longevity. This isn't damaging to your knees and your joints. That's something that I've really been getting into. And I just explore the neighborhood. It's spring in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's stunning. I'm enjoying this. Then there's also, of course, the elliptical, if you're into that. That's very, very low impact. There's also the Stairmaster. And on the Stairmaster, it is easy to get into that zone 3 level. I highly recommend, if you are doing Stairmaster, take it. I mean, I need to stay at level, I don't know, 5 or 6 to stay in zone 2. I used to go on there and be like, oh, get it, level 9, 10, 11. And that's fine for the end if you're going to sprint it out at the end of a cardio workout. But dude, So try a couple of things. You can always implement this into your rest day activity. Sunday is a day of rest. If you want to end up adding in a walk around your neighborhood, can you add a backpack? Can you put some water bottles in it? And maybe that increases your heart rate slightly. If you're already doing weight training in the morning, it's okay to also do a little extra at night to add it in. If you don't have time straight after your workout in the morning, or if you're saying, dude, it's hard enough for me to get 1 mini workout per day. How am I going to get 2 in there? I totally get it. I fully understand that this is not shaming for anyone who can't do 2 workouts a day. Like that's total luxury. And if you're into that, but some of those common misconceptions and mistakes, it's not there to build a bunch of large muscles. So if you're going out and jogging and doing that 10 or 11 minute mile, maybe even more, and you're going a few miles, you're burning fat, but you're not building muscle. I wouldn't expect much muscle gain if you're only doing zone 2 cardio. That's why I definitely recommend doing weight training alongside of it. It's not going to make you an explosive athlete. So if you are someone who is working, maybe if you're listening to this and you're in high school or college and you run track, you want to be more quote unquote explosive. Or maybe you've just been doing CrossFit or you're doing HIIT workouts and you want to be better at box jumps. You want to be better with your strides. You just want to be faster. This might not be the area for you. This is definitely better for endurance. And eventually you can shed off time off of your endurance timing. Time. Maybe you run a faster mile, but it's not going to necessarily help build power. I love this topic. I truly love this topic so much. And I'm going to add in the resources that I'm looking at. But I highly recommend that if this episode was inspiring to you at all, you go back to the previous zone 2 cardio and really get a feel for what the different zones are. We dive deeper into what the different zones are. We dive deeper into how you can tell and what you can do to figure out your own zone 2 cardio heart rate without a bunch of crazy math and calculators and having different watches. This does not need to be an incredible investment of time. But it is something that when we're talking about longevity and mastering our wellness from the inside out, this is something that is doable. We're going to be sending out our next little Monday motivation mindset mastery episode is going to be a challenge related just to this. Very excited. Thank you guys for listening. And if you haven't checked it out already, you know that I have got to mention Organifi. Organifi is the backbone of my health and wellness. I drink it every single day. I always talk about the greens juice, but some other key landmark, what is that the word? Benchmark items from Organifi. I use their protein consistently. I am obsessed with their protein. a lot of people have mentioned that they have also tried their Digestion Pure supplement. This is really great. It has this light flavor. It's got coconut water for amazing electrolytes. It has got apple cider vinegar to help with digestion and blood sugar levels. It's got a little bit of monk fruit, which is a natural sweetener, so it's got a nice sweet taste, but nothing that really sticks in your mouth for too long. The Pure packets are, they're a game changer. If you like to throw a little bit of swankiness into your water, stay hydrated, keep your gut health and your digestion going strong, staying extra clear throughout your day. I recommend trying the Pure packets as well as the protein and of course the greens juice, but if you're going to start with one, start with the greens so that you can begin building that beautiful morning routine. You can start building out your health from the very first sip. You can use my code HTH, hotter than health, HTH for 20% off at checkout. You do not get this discount anywhere else. Again, that is Organifi.com/HTH. You can't go wrong. You're going to love it. I had mine this morning. I might even have another just because I love it so much. Enjoy. It's HTH for 20% off. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.